Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of Blue Sleep Abuse Inc. Use it as a tune when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Much of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts gone from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath.
Call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you, a regular civilian. But until then, some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. Well, some raw, wasn't it? It just seems like as of late, like the pattern that they're going ever since like they decided to rest Brock Lesnar for the rest of the year, they've been bringing like some special guests as of late. So I know they, of course, Mick Foley was one of them. Trying to think, I know they had a few more. Just can't remember from last week. Let's see what. I think one Ric Flair was another. Crap. But anyways, what's now is mentioned with the championship match is with John Cena versus Randy Orton in the Hell in a Cell match. Winner will get a title shot. So I'm thinking there's a possibility they might just give Brock like the month off and probably just have him, you know, maybe just do a maybe just have him do like the big pay-per-views, because it's like within the next, probably was it the next like 5 months, it'll be like the three big pay-per-views coming up: Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, and WrestleMania. So that could be the possibility. I did not see SmackDown, so can't say much on that. Crap, couldn't even go. But into the results of, let's see, every match. It seems like they ain't had that many matches. It just seems like they was trying to promote the on pay per view, but just mainly like talking more than anything. But, let's see, they had a 6-man tag to start out on Raw. They had Sheamus versus the Usos Sheamus and the Usos versus, ooh, God, I'm getting tongue-tied there. It was Sheamus and the Usos versus Damian Miz, Daniel, Stardust, and Goldust, so kind of like got your preview matches that's coming up for the pay-per-view with those three. Yeah, I think was it Damian Mizdow had won by holding the tights by pinfall, so Damian Mizdow, Goldust and Stardust did win the match. Couldn't even duck down in time. So that's one match. AJ Lee versus Alicia Fox. Alicia Fox did win the match due to a little bit of interference, thanks to Paige. And earlier today, that match has been made. AJ Lee versus Paige for the Divas title. We are going to talk about some news that's with Paige and AJ within a bit. But let's see. They had Big E versus Rusev, with, of course, Rusev winning the match. Ain't y'all kind of, like, getting sick of, like, certain stars just should have been, you know, pushed? I don't know why they're not, but I don't get it anymore. But Rusev won the match. After that, they tried to get the Russian flag down, but I guess Big Show had something to do with that, and the red, white, and blue flag came out. And I guess he was about to pull it down, then some fan, like some, it looked like he was from the army. This guy had came out and tried to get his hands on Rusev. Security kind of stopped him, but Rusev got him with a kick. I guess they showed Big Show came out, helped the guy out, and, well, just like Big Show gave him a, ooh. Like, Big Show giving them a warning that he was coming for him, or he you don't come out there, I'm coming to him, and that was it. You know? So I don't know if they did show that on the app if he got him or not, but who knows. But they have a match this Sunday as well. Let's see,
that was three matches so far.
Summer Rae and Brie Bella. Brie Bella won the match, of course. Also, they now add a stipulation with Nikki and Brie's match that the loser got to be their personal, you know, assistant for 30 days. And if the person doesn't apply, that person's going to quit WWE. Well, they would be fired. Just put it that way. Cesaro versus Dolph Ziggler, and it was a good match, non-title match. Cesaro did win the match, but I just hate the finish. Like, they didn't need to do the finish with, you know, with the uppercut or whatnot. I think that's just kind of insane, crazy at the same time. And on with the main event, John Cena and Dean Ambrose versus Kane, Seth Rollins, Randy Orton of the Authority. The Authority did win the match. Some odd reason Seth Rollins had cursed on Randy Orton. So I know there was rumors they was thinking about maybe getting Randy Orton a babyface turn, which they could be sending up for that, or it could be for something else. Who knows? But right now, they're just rumors. So if you know more about it, we will let you guys know. But we will take a quick break. Just play a couple of songs for y'all, and plus y'all get to listen to like a couple of the tracks from WWE 2K15. So we're going to get that played. So we will be right back.
She's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She said, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane, and she smiles the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms, yeah. In his arms, yeah. Waiting for Superman. She's out on the corner trying to catch a glimpse. Nothing making sense. She's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss. This metropolis, she said, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the five and dime, saving the day. She said, if life was a movie, then men wouldn't end like this. Left without a kiss, still she smiled.
Yeah, she's talking to angels. Out in front of me, got an angel on my shoulder, and we stop.
Okay, I know what happened. Hold on a second. Tracks that they got for the WWE 2K15, which will be out tomorrow. So, just going to get a recap of the matches that's been made so far for Hell in a Cell this Sunday. Of course, we got the Big Show versus Rusev, Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins in the Hell in a Cell match, John Cena versus Randy Orton, Hell in a Cell match, the stipulation with Debris and Nikki Bella. Let's see, and the Divas Championship match, I know that's going on so far. Tag Team Championship match with the Usos and Star and Goldust. And I think that's the match that they named so far. And I guess Miz TV will be in effect with Damian Sandow. I guess going to be doing the whole show or whatnot. This week, probably around the weekend, I'm going to put my predictions out there on the our YouTube page. Please follow that page. And also, oh, crap, subscribe to it. Also, check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. Get all the news and all that information and stuff and know what's upcoming events in the area. And also, check out our Facebook page, check out Twitter. Well, follow us on Twitter. And all that good stuff. So, like I said, my predictions will be up around this weekend, at least before the pay-per-view. Ooh, that ain't supposed to happen. Don't forget about the shows that we got coming up. Shows we got Wednesday, Hazel Runs the Mouth. We also have the Smarts List. And we're also going to have a special for the right after Hell in a Cell. It will be WSSO Aftermath Special, what happened after the sale. So we're just going to talk about, like, reactions as we saw it right after the pay-per-view happened. So once again, check us out on Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, and Twitter. I'm probably just going to end it right there, but we will see y'all this Sunday on after the pay-per-view, so give us a listen right on this same station. Until then, everybody, y'all have a good night and have a good week.